Good morning. So good to see you again this morning. Friends, I pray that this devotion is going to bless you today. Today, we are going to continue on the subject of a supernatural lifestyle that God desires to flow in and through you. I'm going to read the scripture in Hebrews 2, verses 3 to 4. It says, "How will we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? God bearing them witness both with signs and wonders, with many miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit according to his will." In Mark chapter 16, 17 and 18, it talks about signs that will follow those who believe, that you will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. You'll cast out demons, that you will speak in new tongues. So God is talking about a supernatural lifestyle will follow those who are believers. Now, God desires that you live this kind of lifestyle. So I want to leave you with 3 points this morning on how you can begin to walk in the gifts of the Spirit and see God work miracles in and through you. And the first point this morning is you have to desire to do this. If you have no desire to walk in the supernatural, guess what? You're not going to walk in the supernatural. But if you have a desire to flow in these gifts, then that needs to be your priority. In 1 Corinthians 12:31, it says, "Covet earnestly the best gifts." In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, it says, "Desire spiritual gifts." So he's saying that if you begin to desire to flow in this and you're saying, "Lord, I want to walk in the supernatural," that is the first step, because you've got to have a desire to do it. And what happens is, as you begin to desire this, God will start creating opportunities where you can flow in the gifts of the Spirit to meet the needs of people. Secondly, it's very important to understand that this is not something that you need to be in some spiritual environment to be able to do this. The Holy Spirit is always on. There is no off switch with the Holy Spirit. He is always ready to meet the needs in people's lives. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 27, in the Amplified, it says, "As for you, the anointing, the sacred appointment, the unction which you received from him abides permanently in you." So there is this unction of the Holy Spirit that abides within you permanently. So the Holy Spirit is always eager to meet the needs in people's lives. And it's just a matter of us being open and sensitive to do that. And then thirdly, a great thing that you can rely on is the love of God. When you have a desire to meet people's needs through God's love being expressed in and through you, that is a great place to be in. It's a great place where you know that your motivation is love. So if you want to flow in the ministry gifts and you want to see signs and wonders happen, number one, just desire them. Have this desire, "Lord, I want to flow in these things." Secondly, realize that the anointing of the Holy Spirit is always in you. He abides within you permanently. So that God is always ready for you to flow in these things. And thirdly, let love be a motivation. Let love be shed abroad, that where you want to shed this with other people, so that when your motivation in seeing God work signs and wonders is love, guess what? You're going to start to flow in the supernatural. It's going to be effortless. And the Holy Spirit is going to lead you to people, that there's going to be circumstances and situations and people that will come across your path where you can express the love of God by desiring spiritual gifts to move and flow through you, and that you have him inside of you and he is ready to meet a need. So live this expectant life, where the Holy Spirit will flow in and through you, and you can begin to see signs and wonders happening through your own hands and through your own life in meeting the needs of people. God wants to use you to meet the needs of people around you. Amen. So God bless you. Always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved of God.